Hello, everybody. This is Salil Tripathi from the Institute for Human Rights and Business. And I'm here with Han Dongfang, who is a distinguished labor rights activist based in Hong Kong. He's the executive director of the China Labor Bulletin and has worked for years working on labor rights and human rights issues in China and East Asia. So thank you for joining us, Dongfang.
Pleasure.
Tell us where we are with regard to labor rights in China today. Because the whole promise of the reforms of Deng Xiaoping, if we go back to 1979 and so on, was that, you know, make it more investor-friendly. And from that China, from, you know, making plastics and machinery and tools, it's a major power now.
Talking about workers' rights, and Chinese workers are exploited, as same as workers on Earth anywhere else. Of course, we have a plus, which is we don't have the rights to freedom association and collective bargaining, and the trade union is absolutely controlled by the employer.
These are the workers' associations, is that right?
The full name is the Old China Federation of Trade Union. So people are saying the union is controlled by the party. But actually, the main problem, if you're talking about the direct relevance to the workers, is controlled by the employers. For that reason, of course, Chinese workers are exploited, not only exploited, but without a voice.
How big a problem it is? Because when you look at China from outside, it looks as though the country is prospering, people have more incomes. So how critical are unions for realization of rights now? Is it that everybody has a job? Is it that everybody has mobility and people don't need to worry about issues?
No, there are many problems mm-hmm. that need union representation. For example, contracts.
Yes.
In mining, in construction sectors, in particular, workers rarely can get a contract. And when you get injured, when you have back pay 3 months and half a year no pay, and when you claim it, you don't have a contract to prove the labor relations, mm-hmm. so the employer will just deny that the fact you work here. So that's only one part of it, mm-hmm. and the worker representation, the union representation is very much needed. But in the same time, workers in China, as anywhere else on Earth and also in history, if you are treated that way, and you will find your way to speak. So that's why the workers in China, the wildcat strike is everywhere. So it's mm-hmm. It's not the Chinese workers that don't speak. It's they speak in the natural way where the working class do everywhere else. So that's why it's even more indicate the need of worker representation and union representation.
But what do you think companies can do, particularly foreign investors? Because if the law itself does not allow independent unions on one hand, and their rights are under suppression, how do you think companies can negotiate that? Do they have to adhere to their own standards and make it easier for workers to form factory level or unit level association? And how tolerant is the government about that?
Well, actually, I'm not expecting any company to initiate union organizing
right.
in the factory, in the workplaces. That would be a yellow union too.
Right.
So what a company need to do is respect the laws.
Right.
For example, in China, we do have trade union law, and we do have labor contract law indicate the union representation. And second, from the Chinese government side, the Communist Party realized that the labor relations are getting worse and worse, and it is becoming a legitimacy issue for the party mm-hmm. as well. So that's why in 2015, the party decided to push the union to reform. So one of the main topic of the reform is to make the union more relevant in workplaces. So therefore, I think if particularly the brands we're talking about, not the manufacturer, the brand has extra tool to use to
leverage
to make their manufacturer to make the factory union more serious, which is to bargain with the factory union, or the brand can go to China to the local trade union to ask for any collaboration if possible to make sure in their manufacturer there is a union representation, there is a bargaining going on. So that this is a new situation. I don't think if the brands approach the local union for a real bargaining union in their manufacturer will have any political consequences.
And what has the world learned from the Foxconn crisis? Because that's something that became very important, and we had stories of suicides. And you know, Apple took it upon itself, did an audit. Have we learned anything from that?
Oh, it's workers' attitude in China is changing. And due to the exploitation, due to the no representation, so you need to voice out anyway. Mm-hmm. And if you have representation, it will go through a negotiation process. If you don't, and people either feel suppressed and depressed and they may leave or they may emotionally all of a sudden explode and jump and suicide or conflict with the managers in the workplace. So in order to also express themselves, they may organize wildcat strikes. So that's the reality. And the workers in China, unlike 30 years ago, that the state-owned oriented and the people wouldn't dare to organize strike, and now they do. So now the companies and brands should face to this new reality. Workers in China are speaking out in this way. So therefore, instead of being passive, waiting for trouble from happening, and companies and especially brands can take initiative based on human rights and business standards. So it's a time to make approach to the local union in China to talk about collective bargaining. You don't have to try to negotiate with the Chinese government. Say,
yes,
we want to push you to respect the freedom of association, but rather the bargaining in the workplace, and working hours and payments and social security.
One sort of a final question is on the Belt and Road Initiative. You know, now the Chinese model is going abroad. What are the implications for workers abroad who work for Chinese companies? Because Western companies which come to China come with a specific awareness of international labor rights laws. Chinese companies going out do not have that. I mean, they are going to try to adopt Chinese standards, or will they play by the Western rules or international rules? Will they adhere to the ILO standards? What do you think is going to happen?
I believe trade union movements always as international movement. It never can be done nationally in a box. But at the same time, it's always a workplace oriented and bargaining. Therefore, I would say, including Chinese companies, that you should do this workplace initiative, which is local unions, for example, those countries on the Belt and Road, and the trade union should initiate this. Just like we in China, we don't have freedom association. We do have this political suppression, but we have to find our way to work it out in workplaces. Workers bargain with employers, so we cannot expect the ILO will help us. So we cannot expect the foreign union or international industrial unions will help us. It's only if workplace unions and the workers have their initiation, and then the ILO in the standard will work.
My final question is that we are meeting around May Day, and you know, it's an important day for the international labor rights movement. Are you optimistic?
Yes, if you talk about a labor movement, a labor movement is a solution seeker. And we are not every day only spot on depressing, you know, problems.
Right.
Yeah, we need to know the problems, but in the same time, once we get the problem, we know the problem, and we are organizing, we are bargaining and finding solutions. So the over more than a century, if you look back, it's always like that. And we have ups and downs, and now we have globalization, we have neoliberalism. liberal appearing, you know, becoming strong. But it looks depressing. But in the same time, this is, you know, solution seekers' life.
Yes.
The trade union movement is dealing with the new issues. And, you know, we shouldn't ourselves being depressed on that. And then we should continue fighting. I do feel positive.
Wonderful to hear that, and lots of solidarity with you and all the support to your wonderful work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.